This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. A three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of the Parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till the 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to have paved the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam Bill, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, has said opposition parties are in favour of the Women's Reservation Bill but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Mr. Kharge was briefing media in New Delhi after an India bloc meeting.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties will oppose this bill.
The country's first women president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, "The Women's Reservation Bill is a landmark and far-reaching initiative that will significantly strengthen women's empowerment in the country." Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu in support of NDA candidates. He accused DMK government and the state of misgovernance and corruption. The Prime Minister said the NDA will provide pro-people good governance to the state. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister N.K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudevanallur. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held three poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Kuch Bihar districts. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. Nisbina Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar at Lok Bhavan in Patna. Mr. Chaudhary is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Senior Janata Dal United leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Vijendra Prasad Yadav were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. He also congratulated Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Vijendra Prasad Yadav on taking oath as Deputy Chief Ministers in the state. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India has achieved record exports of $860 billion in financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the milestones achieved despite global headwinds reflects the country's resilience and its growing strength in expanding its global trading footprint. The minister said that the 9 trade agreements concluded under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi are further accelerating this momentum, opening new markets and unlocking greater opportunities across sectors. US President Donald Trump has said that the war with Iran is close to over with authorities in Tehran to agree to a peace deal. Mr. Trump stated this in an interview to a TV news channel. Mr. Trump's comment came hours after the U.S. Central Command said that the blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented within 36 hours of its launch. On the other hand, Iran's head of the military Central Command warned that Iran's army will block trade through Red Sea along with the Gulf and Sea of Oman if the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports continues. He added that Iran will act decisively to defend its national sovereignty and its interests. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.